Good morning, everybody. I'd like to read Matthew 6 this morning. Got a couple verses here. Verse 27 says, "And who of you, by being worried, can add a single hour to his life?" And then 34 it says, "So do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will care for itself, and each day has enough troubles of its own." I don't like every, like when I get stressed out or worried about tomorrow, like I think about this verse. Uncle David talks about it all the time. Like me preaches, like you'll just, if you just take the step in front of you, the first step in front of you, God will give you another one and another one, so forth. And it just, a lot of people just get so worked up and so stressed out about things that are going to happen next week or tomorrow or a month from now, instead of just living in the now. And when I get more focused on things that are a couple of days down the road or tomorrow or even a few hours ahead of what I'm doing now, I just try to, like, you know, just do what I'm, keep my head down and keep doing what I'm doing, and when I get there, I'll cross that bridge, you know. Like, but I mean, like, there's people, like, all the time, like, they're saying, like, yeah, I got so much to do, and I don't know how I'm going to do it. They're talking about tomorrow and stuff, and I would just think, like, if you would, like, I mean, I do it too, but I just think, like, I might just do what I'm doing, and I don't worry like I do, but I just try not to. And I think of this verse every time I get stressed out or worried, and like, it really helps me just to, you know, just focus on what I'm doing right now. And like I said, Uncle David that preaches about it a lot, just if you just take the one step in front of you, God will give you the next one, and you can just keep going and do what you have to do and get done. And just, I know, just that verse really stuck out to me. Like, I don't know. I just like that one. It just kind of helps me. Lost my words there. It just, people, like I said, everybody just gets, like, so worried about all the things in this world and get caught up in everything, and I get caught up in some of it too, but we just got to take a step back and not worry about things that we have no control over. And, like, God's got that handled, and he'll only give us what we can handle at a time. And if he knows we can't handle it, I mean, he only gives us what we can handle and no more. And I mean, it might be hard for us, but as long as we just trust in him and just not worry about what's going to happen, God will just, if you just trust in him, he'll take care of you no matter what. So that's about all I had this morning. Does anybody got any prayer requests or anything? Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this day. Thank you for my blessings. Thank you for allowing us to be together this morning, and help us to have open minds and hearts to the sermon this morning. And we just pray that, pray for healing, and just be with the people that were caught in the tornado, and just help them, and help the families of some family members that were hurt. Just give them strength to deal with it, and just help us to glorify you in everything we do and say. In Jesus' name, amen.